Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Well, we're not exactly in the dugout, but we're beside it. And we're here at Arcanum tonight, where our Indians are taking on the Arcanum Trojans. And let me see if I have my information here, see if I brought all my papers somewhere. Let's see. Oh yeah, Arcanum is 12-7, 8-2 in their league. They've kind of started a new league instead of the cross county. It's Western Ohio Athletic Conference, I think, WOAC, I believe, is what they have. So we are getting ready to do the national anthem, a couple of things like that. But I want to go over real quick the boys baseball tournament draw. And the Indians are seeded sixth, and we will be playing 11th seed Wingfield Goshen at home a week from tomorrow at Fort Recovery. That'll be Tuesday, May 14th at 5 o'clock at the Battleground. And if we win that, we would play Crestview at Crestview on Thursday. So, as usual, we had a game scheduled with Crestview, but it got rained out early in the season, as did a whole bunch of games. So we don't know exactly where we are, but Crestview is, I think, the number two seed. Minster was number one seed, Crestview number two, number three, St. Henry, and number four, Marion Local. So we'll see how that all kind of plays out next week, and I think we have a pretty good chance of winning the Tuesday game, also the Thursday game, and then we would play the following following Wednesday, the 22nd. Against St. Henry got the bye. New Bremen plays Parkway, and then the winner would play St. Henry, and the winner of that game, if we would keep winning, we would play them on Wednesday the 22nd. And we've already beat St. Henry, so we know we're not afraid of them. And so I think we're, you know, I think we did okay here with our tournament draw. And it would have been maybe nice to find somebody else to play, but I think this is a pretty good way to go. So MAC standings, we have, let me see here. Do you have an extra roster, or do I'm missing one here? But that's okay. We'll just use this one. This was senior night for the Arcanum Trojans. Thanks. And so they had senior Caleb Burke and Dakota Kendig and Jacob Flayler, F-L-A-Y-L-E-R. Those are their three seniors. They introduced them, had a nice little ceremony earlier. The rest of this week, tomorrow we have a game scheduled hosting St. Mary's. Thursday, we're hosting Versailles, trying to complete the game from about a month ago. Probably 4 weeks ago tonight, maybe. That'll be starting at 4:45, and then they'll have a complete game after that. And then Friday at Delphi St. John's and Saturday at Tri-Village, or host Tri-Village. We're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll take a little break here, and we'll be back with the start of the game very shortly.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back. We're at Arcanum tonight, and we're playing the Arcanum Trojans, and we're going to be leading off with Reese Wendell, Troy Homan, Caden Homan, Alex Garkey, Caden Grizzy, Gavin Fowler, Riggs Toby, Reese Evers, and Alex Dews. Reese Evers will be on the mound for the Indians, and for the Arcanum Trojans, the Indians will be facing Seth Fearon. And he is, let me see if I can find him here up at the top. Yeah, number, he's a junior. Right-hander, and my guess is they're kind of like we are. This is a game we've had scheduled for a while and want to get it in, but it is not a league game, so I don't believe either team will be facing the other team's ace. So that one thing that sometimes means is a lot of offense. So we'll see how that all goes, and we could sure stand to have some batting practice. And we've done pretty well, although we didn't do extremely great Saturday in the first game, but after that we kind of turned around and got there. So it's going to be Reese Wendell stepping in to start it off for our Indians against Fearon. Swing and a miss. So that tells me we're going to be aggressive at the plate, swinging at the first pitch. No balls, one strike. That one's low in the dirt. 1-1.
Long way back to the fence.
Yep. It's far enough back that I can't see past. We're under a little pop-up tent this time instead of like Friday night when we got dumped on and had extremely wet equipment. That's called strike. So one ball, two strikes. Swing and a miss. That's out number one. That'll bring Troy Homan to the plate. Batting left-handed as always. Caden Homan, the designated hitter on deck.
Mixing the lineup just a little bit.
Yep, it's pretty close to what they had for the Saturday. Troy bunts one out in front of the plate, and catcher comes out, throws it, and it kind of bounced off of Troy's back, and the catcher or the first baseman did not play it, so Troy's on at first. I'm going to give him a hit. I don't really care what the official is, but we're giving him a hit on that one because he got hit so by the throw from the catcher, Caden Homan.
I can guarantee you Tom Goldine would not have given him a hit.
Nope. Tom's not here today. Caden Homan at the plate, designated hitter, throw over. Troy dives back. Got a little dirty, but near as dirty as he did Friday night when the game got rained out. He just went out and dived slid about 40 feet in the slop and mud and came up a different color than when he went down.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Lucky for you. That one bounces front of the plate, and that'll be a ball one. Nope, one ball, no strikes. Alex Garkey on deck. That one's a little outside. Catcher throws down to first. Troy dives back. Plenty of time. Second baseman Alex Garkey on deck. Sophomore. Caden Homan, also a sophomore. Big old swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike. One out, runner at first base. Troy Homan on with a bunt single. Indians looking to do a little damage here in the first inning. Troy's taken off. Catcher throws down. He was in there. The throw was high, but if it had been a perfect throw, it would have still been late.
Yeah.
So Troy Homan in at second base. So we have a runner in scoring position, and Caden Homan is very capable of putting the ball in the gap, putting it out there pretty far, maybe sacrifice him over to third if we need to, but definitely can put the bat on the ball and maybe get us a run in. That's Hopper over to third base, looks Troy back at second, and they call him out at first. It was one hopper over to the first baseman.
He's a great hitter, but he's not a fast runner.
Nope.
If he'd have been a fast runner, like we've got some, I think he'd have beat that out.
Yeah, because it wasn't a hard hit ball.
The
third baseman came up through, and it wasn't a great throw, but still okay. Yeah. But bad thing is, Troy is still at second base. When we get an out like that, we need to hope he gets over. But the third baseman kind of looked him back, and the ball was right where he would have been running anyway. He just gotten tagged. So Alex Garkey will be our batter now. Caden Grizzy on deck. That's a swing and a miss. Down low, catcher blocks it. Fortunately for them, or Troy would have been at third base.
Oh, yeah.
No balls, one strike. Alex Garkey, second baseman for the Indians. That one's high. A ball and a strike. Troy at second. Two men out. Top of the first. Looking to get some runs going here. There's an inside out swing and just fouled on the third baseline. Man, that looked pretty good.
That looked close.
We're sitting just about eye level with third base, so it's a little tough to tell.
Yeah.
Nobody's complaining, so.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's what it was. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Troy Homan at second base for our Indians. Top of the first inning. Furon throws back to second. Troy stumbles back. Kind of rolled a little bit. I think he was going to slide and a shoe caught maybe. Garkey back at the plate. Caden Grizzy on deck. That one's lifted high. Infield, second baseman has it. That's out number three. So we left a runner on base, got a hit, but we played a half an inning. No score here at Arcanum.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Indians are taking on the Trojans. Indians left a runner on base. Troy Homan with a bunt single. With one out, and he moved on to second on a steal, and we could not move him any closer than that. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It'll be Derek Longstreth, Ethan Kearney, Reagan Christ, Bryce Kramer, Caleb Burke, Lucas Miller, Jacob Flaler, Colton Quigney, and Dakota Kendig for the Arcanum Trojans. And it'll be Longstreth, sophomore
Derek.
Center fielder at the plate, batting left-handed. For the Indians, it is...
Ooh, strike one.
Receivers the pitcher. The ball's in a strike. Reese fouled down the left field line. Derek Longstreth. Evers comes to the plate. A little outside. One ball, two strikes. Receivers comes to the plate again. That one's hit. Second baseman has it. Comes up. Has it. That's one up, one down for the Trojans here in the bottom of the first. Nice play by Alex Garkey at second base. Over to Gavin Evers, easily gets him at first. So this will be the first baseman, Ethan Kearney. He's also a sophomore. He'll step in batting right-handed. Again, receivers on the mound for the Indians. That one's strike down at the knees. Called strike, no balls and a strike to Kearney. That one's fouled back over the screen, out of play. There is about two or three times as much distance from home plate to the backstop here as there is at Fort Recovery. So there's a, if one gets away from the catcher, it's
a lot of room back.
I'd have to take a taxi or an Uber, I guess it is now, to get back to the screen to get it. That one's a little high. One ball, two strikes. That one's fouled over the first base dugout. Count remains one ball, two strikes, one out. Second batter of the game for Arcanum. And Reese Evers throws it in there, swing and a miss. Catcher hangs on to it. The batter looked back just to make sure. And that's a strikeout. And I think Reese has, I'm not sure how many pitches he threw there. I think he's thrown about 10 pitches and 7 or 8 of them have been strikes. Reagan Christ is going to be the batter now. He's the third baseman.
So the girls have a 1-0 lead in Franklin Monroe in the first.
Awesome. Good job, girls. First pitch of ball. Second pitch also. That one's a little inside. So two balls, no strikes to Reagan Christ. Bases empty. Two outs. Bottom of the first. That one's an inside out swing, and that is a base hit into center field. That'll drop in there in front of Troy out there. And a two-out single puts Christ at first. And catcher Bryce Kramer will come to the plate. He's also a sophomore.
Now batting for the Trojans,
Again, Trojans coming in at 12-7, 8-2 in the, I believe it's WOAC. And Kramer is batting left-handed. Receivers comes to the plate. That's a called strike.
Oh, strike.
Up at the numbers. The ball's in a strike. That one's a little outside. One ball, one strike. That one's high. Two balls on the strike. Regan Christ over at first base. Not really looking like he's going to steal, but you just don't know. He flinched, and Reese went over there, and he just about got him because he flinched going towards second. And Reese threw behind him, and he just got back there to first base. That was,
that was
a good one. So just when I said he probably wasn't going, he was going. And there he goes
there
now.
He goes.
Comes a throw from Riggs.
And oh,
hits and the hits base the and base. Bounces into center field. So Chris is on at second with a steal after the two-out single. So they have a runner in scoring position now. Bryce Kramer back at the plate. Three balls and a strike. First three-ball count that Reese has had today, and that one's high and outside, and he walks him. So a two-out walk. After a two-out single, they have runners at first and second, and the left fielder, Caleb Burke, senior Caleb Burke, will step in. He'll be batting right-handed. So we have runners at second and third with a little two-out rally going here for the Trojans. That one's popped up in field. Alex Garkey going back a couple of steps into the grass, and he has it for out number three. So we get out of that little bit of a jam. So we played an inning. We're tied at zero.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
We're here at Arcanum heading into inning number two. Indians will bring 5, 6, and 7, Caden Grizzy, Gavin Fowler, and Riggs Toby to the plate. Again, facing Seth Fearon, the junior from Arcanum. No score. Indians got a runner on in the first with a Troy Holman bunt single and a steal. And the Trojans got a single into center field and a walk, both with two outs. And then popped them up in the infield and ended the inning. Caden Grizzy, again, we have a lot of guys have been putting the bat on the ball this spring, especially lately, and so I'm looking for maybe a pretty good offensive showing for our Indians today, I hope. Caden Grizzy will step in to start off inning number two, the sophomore third baseman for our Indians. Flinches at it, but he did not take the home plate umpire checks with the field umpire. He said he did not go. Ball one. Next pitch. That one's low. Fearon behind Caden Grizzy. Now Caden can be patient and wait for a good hit, a good pitch to drive. Two balls, no strikes. It's one played by the shortstop. Kind of a little bit of a bad bounce, and he throws it away, throws it way to the outfield side of first base. And Caden Grizzy slides safely into second base. And
got a little dirty.
I'm going to say that might be an error. Definitely he threw it way off. Oh, I think he would have gotten Caden, so we're going to call that an E6. But that's not near as important as having the leadoff man standing at second base with Gavin Fowler, hard-hitting Gavin Fowler at the plate, and Riggs Toby. So, you know, we really don't have a weak spot in our lineup. There's an attempted bunt, a bunted foul. So Gavin will step back in. No balls and a strike. Gavin at the plate. Riggs on deck. Attempts a bunt. I think that one was also foul, so now there's two strikes on him. We won't be able to bunt here. All right, I guess technically he can, but if he bunts foul, it'll be a strikeout. So. With no balls, two strikes, I'm going to guess the pitcher's going to try to sucker him into swinging at something because he does not have to have a great pitch here. We'll see how this goes. Fearon looks in, has a sign, and that's foul, back out of play. Count stays, no balls, two strikes. Caden Grizzy at second base. Error. The throw from the shortstop on a two or three hopper, and threw it way
off. Behind him. Yeah, way behind him, 6 foot. Or that's what
that one's
like.
Popped up right side, foul, and he has it, and Caden heads into third, dives in safely. That was only about 10 feet foul from first base, maybe 15, and as soon as he caught it, Caden tagged and headed for third. So I guess that might be a sacrifice. Well, I don't care about that so much, but we got our leadoff man at third base. One out. Riggs Toby now the batter, our catcher. Reese Evers on deck. That one's a called strike pretty much right down the middle. A nice pitch. Riggs Toby looking to get an RBI here and get the Indians a lead. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Caden Grizzy at third base. One Indian out. And that one is low and outside. Nice block by the catcher.
Yes.
One ball, two strikes. That one could have gotten away, and it's probably a good 40 feet back to the backstop. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a trip back there. And he lifts one into center field. That one might get in the gap. Yes, it does. Either way, if it had been caught, Caden could have tagged and scored. But Indians lead 1-0. And Riggs Toby stands at first with a single and an RBI. Pitcher Reese Evers will come to the plate now. Good job so far this inning by the Indians. One out, one on, one run in. And the pitcher Reese Evers coming to the plate. Alex Dews on deck. All these names I'm saying, I'm looking, thinking back over the last few games, and they've had a lot of hits and hard hit balls. So
yeah.
I'm looking for runs today. First pitch a little off. One ball, no strikes. Receivers steps back in. It's a little low. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 pitch. Lifts that into right field. Right fielder kind of settles, has it. And, of course, Riggs has to stay at first base. So two outs now. Alex Dew is the number 9 hitter in our batting order. He'll be followed by the top of our order, Reese Wendell. So two outs now. Alex has had a couple of really nice shots last week that went into the gap. That one's going back to right field. Right fielder moved over a couple of feet and has it for out number 3. But we do score a run, so we played an inning and a half. It's Indians 1 and the Trojans 0. Back right after this.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. This new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Indians now lead 1-0. Going to the bottom of the second inning, it'll be freshman Lucas Miller, the second baseman, coming to the plate. Receivers on the mound for the Indians. That's, just a little outside.
Yeah.
Ball one. I thought that might have been in the corner, but a little low, I think, maybe. That one's a good strike right down the middle. Good pitch by receivers. 1-1. The Trojans had a little two-out rally going that popped up out of play back behind the plate. Be a one-ball, two-count, or two-strike count. They two-out rally. They had runners at first and second, but Reese was able to get them to pop up to second baseman and got out of the inning. Slow curve, just drops a little low. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. First batter here in the bottom half of inning number 2. Receivers comes to the plate. That's fouled down the third baseline, about 10 or 15 feet foul. Count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lucas Miller at the plate. Designated hitter Jacob Flaler on deck. That was a called strike. Beautiful pitch. Him. Nice looking strike. Got him looking and one out. So Jacob Flaler, one of the seniors, one of the 3 seniors for the Trojans, had a little ceremony about 20 minutes before the game. That one's check swing right at Gavin Fowler at first. Took one step in, got the ball, took 3 steps to his left and stepped on the plate or on the bag, and that's 2 up, 2 down.
Yeah, that couldn't have been any better.
Yeah, I mean, just a nice, easy hop and about as easy as it can get. 2 outs. Colton Quigney is the batter now. He's the
inside on that one.
He's a sophomore shortstop. 1 ball, no strikes on the inside pitch. Quigney Swing and a miss. Reese has it going there. I think it's curveball, maybe. I'm not really good at telling what those things are, but it looked like maybe a good old curve and fooled him. A ball and a strike. Two outs, bases empty. Ooh, just a little low. Two balls and a strike.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's a pitch. I don't know what they're throwing.
Yep. That one stays high. Three balls and a strike. Get it back down in the zone there, Reese.
I mean, by the sound of when it hits the glove, I can tell if it's a changeup or not, or a fastball.
Big old swing.
That's it.
That runs a count full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. 1-2 so far outs for the Trojans. And he has taken that one outside, and that is a two-out walk. Trying to get another two-out rally going here. That'll bring up the right fielder, Dakota Kendig, one of the seniors for the Trojans. He'll be batting right-handed. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Derek Longstreth, which we hope will be at the beginning first batter of next inning. They had a two-out rally going last time. That one's hit hard, hit ball center field. But Troy's
got it,
roams over very easily, comes up with that one. So that's the third out. And we've played two. Indians lead 1-0.
Hi, this is Emily Andrews from Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy carries golden technology recliners and offers an assortment of recliner options in various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to personalize the order. Let our experienced customer service representatives help choose a recliner for a comfortable fit for Mother's Day this year. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery on Commerce Street off State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. Do you have graduation or Memorial Day parties to prepare for? Just remember that Wayne IGA has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for a roaster full of their great roasted chicken and their delicious shredded chicken, beef, or barbecued pork. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays. Fruit, vegetable, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you need for your graduation or Memorial Day parties at Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more.
Back here at Arcanum, where our Indians lead 1-0. Top of the third, top of the order, Reese Wendell. Troy Homan, Caden Homan picks on the first pitch. Third baseman, about a three-hopper over there in plenty of time. First baseman hangs on to it, and it will be one up, one down for the Indians. And that'll bring Troy Homan to the plate. Caden Homan on deck.
Now batting number 11, Troy Homan.
Got bugs flying around, or bugging around on my scorebook. His first pitch, a single into center field. Troy with his second base hit of the game, up twice, on base twice.
That's the way we like it.
So Reese Wendell made the first out in the first inning, and then Troy got on base. Reese Wendell made the first out in the third inning, and Troy's got a base hit.
Let's see if we can get him around here.
Yep,
this time.
We only could get him to second base last time. Caden Homan, the designated hitter, and he hit one to the third baseman. That's a called strike on the inside corner. No balls and a strike. One out, one on for the Indians. We lead 1-0. Alex Garkey on deck. Three of our first four batters are sophomores. He's heading for second. Throw is down there, and it might be in time. Yes, they got him. It was in time, just wasn't sure how the tag was going to go. So that's two outs now. And Caden Homan back at the plate. That was a called strike. No balls, two strikes. Caden back at the plate. Swing and a miss, and that is out number three. So 1-2-3 inning for Fearon. He did it the hard way, but we played an inning and a half. Indians now still lead 1-0, and we're going to the bottom of the third inning. Back right after this.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Arcanum. We're going to the bottom of the third inning with Reese Evers on the mound, holding a 1-0 lead over the Trojans. And it's the bottom of the third. They'll go to the top of the order for them also. Derek Longstreth, the center fielder, Ethan Kearney, and Reagan Christ. Longstreth, sophomore, batting left-handed, lifts one into center field. Troy Roams has it very easily. So far, just about everybody's swinging at the first pitch this inning. So we have one out.
Now batting number 34, Ethan Kearney.
So it'll be Ethan Kearney, sophomore first baseman. Reagan Christ, the third baseman on deck. Kearney steps in, batting right-handed. Reese Evers comes to the plate, a little low. One ball, no strikes. Just about the first guy this inning that didn't swing at the first pitch.
Yeah.
That one's a little low, maybe outside. Two balls, no strikes. Reese Evers has pitched very well today so far. This is third inning. That one's a little weak swing and knocked down by the second baseman, but cannot come up with it. He got it in between bounces and didn't get it cleanly, and when he tried to pick it up barehanded, he didn't get that either. So I'm not sure if that's a hit or an error, but I'm giving him a hit, and they're not doing anything on the scoreboard, so we don't care. Reagan Christ, one out, one on, bottom of the third, Indians lead by one. Bryce Kramer on deck. Reese with a throw over, and Kearney back in time.
Yeah, he can just hit a dribbler and we'll get double play.
Oh, that's a good call. That one's fly ball, right field. Goes back, has it. That's out number two, and the runner retreats back to first base.
That's Sage out there.
Yep, that's Sage Wendell out there in right field.
Bryce Kramer.
Sophomore Bryce Kramer also batting left-handed. That's a called strike. No balls and a strike. Reese Evers is throwing a lot of strikes here today.
That's what we want him to do.
Kearney at first base, dancing a little bit. That's a little low, 1-1. Two outs, runner at first. Indians lead 1-0, bottom of inning number three, catcher Bryce Kramer at the plate. That one's a little high. Two balls and a strike. Got that up a little bit and just hoping to maybe entice him into swinging. 2-1 pitch. That one's popped up.
Popped up.
And that'll be...
should be...
Yep. Grizzy in foul territory, about a foot into foul territory near the bag. And that's out number three, but they leave a runner. So we played three innings. Indians lead 1-0.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery work for you.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Spring brings changes to everything. Your Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back here at Arcanum, where the Indians lead 1-0 going into the fourth inning. And it'll be Alex Garkey, Caden Grizzy, Gavin Fowler for the Indians, and hopefully some more. And Alex Garkey has been putting the bat on the ball pretty well, as has Caden Grizzy and Gavin Fowler. So I'm looking for some runs this inning too, Jerry. Oops, sorry, forgot to turn you back on.
Oh.
He put some... hit up to the shortstop. Goose.
Oh.
So shortstop came over and fielded that behind second base. I thought I was going to get through, but he threw it very high over the first baseman's head, and I think it actually went out of play.
It did.
So we have the leadoff man at second base.
So that's good.
I think that was going to be a base hit, but maybe not. I'm giving him a base hit, and I don't care. Doesn't really matter.
Yep. The girls are up now 2-0.
All right.
And if you're bored, they're playing at home. So
playing at home, get over there.
Over there. Support them.
Yep, Caden Grizzy is coming to the plate. He scored the Indians' only run. He got on a similar play to this last one, error by the third baseman, I believe. Tries to lay down a bunt, and I guess it was foul. Yep, foul. Rolls back behind the plate. And I'm... going to try to get, I believe that St. Henry and Coldwater are making up their league game today. That's going to be an interesting one. St. Henry with one loss, Coldwater with three, but we know Coldwater can beat just about anybody in the state on a given day. So that's going to be real interesting on how the, I think that is both teams' final MAC game. We still have one Thursday and one Friday. So
we got half of one Thursday.
Third. Yeah, we'll know the results. We hope on Thursday. There's rain, you know, possible every day this week. That one's a called strike. No balls, two strikes to Caden Grizzy. He won't be bunting now with two strikes, I don't believe. That one's high. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. Leadoff man at second base, Alex Garkey, with what I would call a single, and then the overthrow, and he goes on to second base.
Is that that he was trying to throw at the same time he was running and barehanding that.
Yep. That one is a little outside. Two balls, two strikes. Seth Fearon on the mound for the Trojans. Comes to the plate. That one's a little squibbler over to Coach Eink in the third base coach's box. Flings it back in for the catcher. Fearon back on the mound. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Grizzy, then Gavin Fowler. And these guys have all been putting the bat on the ball pretty well the last few weeks, and I'm looking for some runs this inning. And that's one hit hard to the third baseman. Fields it over to first in time. And Garkey has to stay at second base. So that's one out now, and that'll bring Gavin Fowler to the plate. Riggs Toby on deck.
Number 27, Gavin Fowler.
Keep hitting the ball and make him field it. One out, runner at second for the Indians. We lead 1-0, top of inning number four.
Let's find a hole somewhere.
Yep, that's a little high. One ball, no strikes to Gavin Fowler. First baseman, batting sixth Indians lineup. Very high, popped up right side. In the field, and the first baseman will come in about a third of the way to home plate and catch that one for out number two. So our first man got to second base right off the bat, and we haven't moved him since. No. We need to get that going. Riggs Toby with a single his last time up, and Reese Evers, pitching well today, is on deck. Fearon with a first pitch called strike to Riggs. Riggs back in the box. Fearon ready. Glances back at Garkey. It's a little inside, a ball and a strike. Alex Garkey at second base. Led off with a single and a wild throw got him to second. Wild throw to try to get you out at first. And then two quick outs. And then here's Riggs Toby with a high outside pitch. Two balls and a strike to Riggs. Two outs.
Catcher had to really reach for that one.
So yep.
Doing a good job keeping it in front of him.
Two balls and a strike. Riggs at the plate. Reese Evers on deck. That one's low in the dirt, and Alex was taken off, and he's at third base standing up with zero problem.
Yeah, he must have got – I was watching the catcher. He must have got a heck of a lead.
Yeah, because it just – the
catcher didn't even have the ball picked up, and I looked over, and he was coming up on on the base.
I don't he never even acted like he was going anywhere before. Riggs pops that one up, and the catcher's going over – and makes a great diving catch. That was a really, really nice play by the catcher, Bryce Kramer. And that is out number three. So the Indians leave Alex Garkey stranded at third. I was looking for some runs that inning with the guys we had coming up. But we played 3.5, going to the bottom of the fourth. Indians still lead 1-0.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back. We're here at Arcanum, going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians lead 1-0 over the Trojans, and it will be left fielder Caleb Burke, senior, batting left-handed. First pitch, looked pretty good. Ball one. Lucas Miller on deck. Jacob Flaler, designated hitter, in the hole. Receivers pitching pretty well today. The first two are just a little off. Two balls, no strikes to the leadoff batter here in the bottom of the fourth inning for Arcanum. Receivers looks in. Batter steps out. Reese will wait. Steps back in. Senior Caleb Burke ready for next pitch. That one's a two-hopper over to Caden Grizzy. Over to first base. In time. Nice. He had a little trouble getting it out of his glove, and the throw was a little high, but easily handled by Gavin Fowler. So that's one up, one down for the Trojans here in the bottom of the fourth. Lucas Miller, the freshman second baseman. First pitch ball. From receivers. Swing and a miss. A ball and a strike. Reese nods his head. Sign from Riggs, and that's a slow curve. Drops right across the plate. One ball, two strikes. Lucas Miller at the plate. That was a little high. Lucas Miller struck out looking his first time up. And we have even count at 2-2. One out. That one's a little outside. That slow curve just a little outside. That loads or fills full count. Three balls, two strikes, one out. And Reese Evers. Oh, that looked pretty good from here, but we're off to the side. And that'll be a one-out walk to Lucas Miller. Jacob Flaler, the designated hitter, is going to be the batter now. Senior, designated hitter. One on, one out. Colton Quigney is on deck. Throw over. Oh, I thought he got him. The official thought a second and gave the safe sign. That was close. The guy didn't slide.
No.
He just stepped back, and it had to have been bang, bang. Attempted bunt, probably foul. No balls and a strike. Receivers pitching very well so far today. They have two hits, two walks, two strikeouts. Throws over. He's back in plenty of time that time.
Yeah.
But did not go. Didn't slide. Didn't dive. No. Nope.
Must have to do his own laundry.
Yeah, probably. Or his mom threatened him, maybe.
Yeah.
Because he ought to. That first time, he definitely should have been down. There's a bunt out in front of the plate, and the third baseman Grizzy comes up, plays it quickly,
well.
And throws it over to first. But that does sacrifice the. Tying run over to second base. Two outs now. Colton Quigney, the shortstop, will be the batter here. Sophomore again. And he walked his first time up. That one's lifted.
Popped up.
Fly ball down the left, right field line and goes way foul. I thought it was going to stay maybe in play and might fall in there, but that was about 30 feet foul. It just kept tailing out there.
Kind of Sage like was my golf swing. Just keeps hooking. That's why I don't play golf.
So no balls and a strike. Quigney at the plate. Runner at second, two men out. Slow curve. Oh, nice pitch. Called strike. No balls, two strikes to Quigney. Kendig on deck if he can keep the inning going. Reese Evers trying to shut him down here. Two outs. A little bit low. One ball, two strikes. Not a bad pitch at all. And I thought maybe he would sucker him into swinging at that one. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second. Indians lead by one. Bottom of the fourth inning. That one's high. Two balls, two strikes.
Come on, Reese.
Receivers has a sign, glances back, comes to the plate. That's a little inside. Three balls, two strikes. That's full count to Quigney. And that one's a little high, a little elevated, and that's a walk for him. So we have runners at first and second, and it'll be the number nine batter in the lineup, Dakota Kendig, one of the seniors here for Coach Randy Baker's Trojans. Two on, two outs, bottom of the fourth, Indians lead by a run. Top of the order, Derek Longstreth on deck. That one's high. Reese has had the last four pitches, I believe, all stay a little high for him. He's been pitching really well. The last four pitches, not so much. Here comes the 1-0, and that's a called strike. Beautiful pitch. 1-1. One ball, one strike. We have Miller at second, Quigney at first, two men out, bottom of the fourth. Evers glances back. That one's popped up, and Riggs goes over, catches it near the Trojans dugout, and that's out number three. Same thing happened to him to end the top of the third inning, a pop out to the catcher. So that will end the inning. They leave a couple on. We have played four innings. Indians lead 1-0.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Site Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fort Site Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Site Streets.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Indians lead 1-0. Going to the top of the fifth inning, it'll be pitcher Reese Evers for the Indians. First one's strike. Fearon still on the mound for the Trojans. Junior pitcher. That one he reaches out, grabs it, hits it, and throws. Nope. The third baseman has it. He threw another one away. And Reese Evers scurries to second. He's heading for third. And he's in there. Could have been standing up, but sliding. And I'd say that is definitely an error.
Yeah.
He probably would have had Reese. Pretty easy play, and he threw it wide again. So,
yeah, he did some kind of twirl.
And so,
spinned around and threw it.
Yep. And so that'll bring Alex Dews, number nine batter for the Indians. He flew out to the right fielder last time up. So, we've put the bat on the ball today, and this is a good place for a sacrifice fly or a base hit. Receivers at third base. First pitch a little off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Reese Evers made a little bit of a dash toward home to try to throw the pitcher off a little bit. One ball, no strikes. Alex Dews, then the top of the order, Reese Wendell. And that one plunks him. So that'll put runners on the corners with nobody out. And looks like the coach for the Trojans is going to come out and
have a talk with his thrower.
Yeah, it looks like he might be.
Settle him down a little bit.
I don't know if he's asking for the ball. I don't know. So let's take a quick break, and I'm going to see if I can catch a score from the St. Henry and Coldwater game.
At Beamer's Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
The conference on the mound is over and Fearon is still out there and just got to catch a little bit of the score. Not sure what inning they're in, but Coldwater leads St. Henry 2-0. So I'm going to guess they're in the fourth or fifth inning like we are. So it'll be leadoff batter Reese Wendell at the plate. And the throw to second base caught Alex Dews. He didn't slide, I think. That he was when he was going, that I think maybe Reese was supposed to go. I don't know exactly what that was. Yeah. Sometimes Alex will run on his own. So that's an out now. So instead of runners on the corners or runners at second and third, we have a runner at third with one out now. And it looks like a 1-1 count to Reese Wendell, leadoff batter.
The girls are up 5-0 now in the bottom of the fourth.
And that's a bunt out in front of the plate. That's a beautiful bunt. And Reese Wendell beats that out. Yeah. And, of course, with it being out to in front of the plate and third base side, Reese Evers had to stay at third. But we have him on the corners again. And that'll bring Troy Homan to the plate. He has singled twice in the game. Left him on base in the first and out stealing in the third inning, excuse me. That one's way high. And catcher didn't get a good grip on it, and then he faked the throw trying to catch the runner at third. And so that puts him at second and third with one out. Troy Homan.
Oh, he needs a good base hit, and we can get another couple in.
Yep. That one's called strike. A ball and a strike to Troy. Reese Evers at third. Reese Wendell at second. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. One ball, two strikes. Kind of surprised Troy wasn't bunting somewhere in there because he'll bunt for a single plenty of times. Bunt for a base hit. And
left-handed batter.
Yep.
And he's fast, so that works out for him.
Yeah, but we didn't do that this time. One ball, two strike pitch That one's outside, bounces away, and Reese Evers will stroll in with the second run of the game for the Indians. And Reese Wendell moves over to third base, and it is two balls, two strikes. Fearon still out there for the Trojans. 2-2 pitch, one out. Runner at third now. Indians now lead 2-0. And he lifts one foul down the left field line. I thought that might stay fair and would probably burn that outfielder, but it goes foul. Count stays, two balls, two strikes. 2-2, one out. Troy Homan. Foul. And Reese Wendell, as usual, comes. He'll get a little bit of a lead, and then as the pitcher is making his motion toward home plate, he'll run real fast and try to get him out of his rhythm. There's a hard hit ball to the second baseman. Second baseman goes to home and throws Reese Wendell out at the plate. I wasn't watching to see exactly what happened. Reese Wendell is favoring his left arm right now, and we'll see how that all ends up. He's probably okay.
Collided a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know if he got tangled up with the catcher or if he got slid too hard. So that's two outs. We do have Troy Homan at first base on a fielder's choice. So only one run in. Now Caden Homan, designated hitter, three batter in the Indians lineup today. Alex Garkey on deck. So Troy Homan has put the bat on the ball all three times. That one's a little outside, one ball and a strike. So Troy has two base hits and a fielder's choice. Caden Homan has grounded out to the third baseman and struck out swinging his last time up. So let's see if we can get him back in the groove of putting the bat on the ball. Throw over to first. Troy back diving. Two outs now. And runner at first. We have one run in so far in the inning. Looking to get some more going with two outs. Fearon at the plate. One ball, no strikes. And Troy's going. Gets away from the catcher. And Troy is in safely head first.
Yeah, he dove.
With no throw.
He wouldn't have needed to, but.
No, but there's no.
His uniform was already dirty. So it doesn't matter.
And can't take a chance, and he never does.
Yeah.
So it's two balls, no strikes. Caden Homan, good bat, but he also has a good eye. He will take a walk, but he loves to swing that bat. Alex Garkey on deck. Both of those guys have been putting the bat on the ball this spring. There's called strike on the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. Runner at second now. Two outs.
Scoring position.
Yep. Caden Homan looking to put one into the gap. Lifted very high. Shallow left. Comes over. Has it for out number three, but the Indians put another run on the board. We have played four and a half, going to the bottom of the fifth. It is Indians now 2-0.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Indians are leading 2-0, going to the bottom of the fifth, and just did a little monitoring, and Coldwater leads St. Henry 2-0 after four complete. So it's 2-0 here, and 2-0 Coldwater over St. Henry. And for the Arcanum Trojans, top of the fifth, or bottom of the fifth, top of the order, Derek Longstreth, Ethan Kearney, and Reagan Christ. First pitch a little off. One ball, no strikes from Reese Evers, pitching a very good game today.
Yes.
Left-handed batter takes that one. Two balls, no strikes. Comes to the plate. That one's a called strike right down the middle. He's walked four, struck out two, but he's only given up two hits, Reese Evers. He comes to the plate. That one's off the end of the bat. Second baseman has it, bounces it a little bit, and I thought he got him. Umpire says safe. So he was hurrying down the line. I know that. So that'll put their first runner of the first batter of the inning on first base. That's the first time I believe they've done that today. That'll bring Ethan Kearney, the first baseman, to the plate. Nobody out, runner at first. And throw over, he dives back. Safe in plenty of time. Kearney will step back in. Receivers on the mound for the Indians. And that's one over to, hits it over to the third baseman, over to second for one,
yes.
Over to first, in time, double play, rolled it pretty nice there, Mr. Grizzy. He picks it up, fires to second over to first, and a double play. So two up, two down after a single. So it'll be Reagan Christ with nobody on. That's a Ooh, I thought that was a strike. It must have been just a little bit off. Nice pitch by receivers. One ball, no strikes. That one's high. Bryce Kramer, the cleanup hitter, on deck. That one's a little outside. So a couple of pretty good-looking pitches that were called balls. Three balls, no strikes to Christ. He lifts that one, hard hit ball. That's going to get into the gap.
Yeah.
That's going to roll to the fence, near the fence. Troy picks it up, guns it back in, and a two-out double for Reagan Christ. He had a single in the first and flew out to right field, and now he has two for three here in the game, and that'll bring Bryce Kramer, the catcher, cleanup hitter, to the plate, batting left-handed. Two outs, runner at second base. Reese Evers trying to shut down the little rally going here. That's a little high. One ball, no strikes. Reese has pitched very well today. I don't know if you could ask much more out of this young man. And he throws back to second, and runner back easily. And Riggs Toby's going to come out and talk with Reese, and I'm guessing maybe they're just talking a little bit about, I'll give you a signal,
yeah,
maybe if he's off a little bit, or not sure what they, could it be, yeah, just a little chit-chat, and so he's going to be doing after the game. So one ball, no strikes to Bryce Kramer. That's called strike. One and one. Two outs after a really nice double play started by Caden Grizzy at third base over to second and first. So two outs, one on. Slow curve just drops a little low in the zone. Two balls, one strike. Kramer at the plate. Caleb Burke on deck. Glances back at the runner. That's popped up and just recently come off the mound toward the third base line and gets it on the pop, and that's three away. So we've played five innings. Indians still lead 2-0 back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we can take care of all your health care needs, including oxygen in your home. Our trained home service representatives deliver, set up, and train you on this oxygen equipment. We routinely check our oxygen equipment and patients to make sure they are getting the service they need. We have oxygen concentrators, tanks, portable oxygen concentrators. So call us at 419-375-7007 and ask us how we can take care of your home oxygen needs. We are Kalp Pharmacy, caring for people like family.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Indians are leading 2-0. Just monitored the St. Henry Coldwater game. St. Henry put a run on the board in the top of the fifth, and Coldwater's lead is now 2-1 going to the bottom of the fifth. So for the Indians here at Arcanum, it'll be cleanup hitter Alex Garkey coming to the plate, sophomore second baseman today, and Caden Grizzy and Gavin Fowler. These guys have been putting the bat on the ball this spring, and I'd like to see a bunch of that going on here. He promptly lines that one right straight at the shortstop. I couldn't tell how far away that was, but I thought it was going to go over second base, but it was right at the shortstop. I thought he was going to get himself a base hit, and that's one up.
Yeah, I don't even think he had to take a step.
Nope. So Caden Grizzy will be the batter now. Third baseman. Started that great double play. It helped us out quite a bit. First pitch takes it for a strike. One out, nobody on. Indians lead 2-0. We're in the top of the sixth. And that's a called strike. No balls, two strikes to Grizzy. We were thinking that it was going to rain, so I got me a little pop-up tent, and it is a beautiful day for baseball. A little breezy, but definitely not much rain in the books here today. So he takes that one a little high. One ball, two strikes. One out. Gavin Fowler stands on deck, and that one's over the second baseman. I believe it went off his glove, but he went high to try to get it. So we've got a one out. I'm going to call it a single. Grizzy at first. Gavin Fowler coming to the plate. Riggs Toby on deck. And again, these guys have been putting the bat on the ball, so keep on doing that. The leadoff batter this inning, Alex Garkey, hit a line drive right at the shortstop. Otherwise, we could be running the bases pretty good here. But we have a nice runner on. That one's lifted into right field. Right fielder going back and back. Moves, finally comes under it. And Grizzy will go back to first. Two outs now. Riggs Tobey will step in, start it off. He singled in the second inning and popped up to the catcher. His last time up. Sixth inning. Indians lead 2-0. That one's a called strike. No balls and a strike to Riggsy. Receivers on deck. Pitcher of record. Pitching very well today. Riggs ready. That one's a little low. And heading for second. And he's in there. Umpire says safe. So Grizzy at second. And he's in scoring position now for Riggs. A ball and a strike. Let's get Riggs on and maybe get a run in and let Reese get an RBI and help his cause. That one's a called strike. Nice pitch. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Indians lead 2-0. We're in the top half of inning number six. Riggs is ready. And he hits one, shortstop has it. Pats his glove over to first in plenty of time. Nice play by the shortstop. I was kind of hoping he wouldn't do that well. So that'll be out number three, but Indians still maintain a 2-0 lead going to the bottom of inning number six.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made footlong subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken Alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself. And we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
When it comes to managing residue and developing your soil profile, you've got choices. So how do you know which tool to use? It all depends on your operation and farming practices. If you're looking to reduce soil erosion, manage moisture, or even deal with field variability like rocks and low spots, vertical tillage could be a good fit for your farm. And Case IH vertical tillage equipment can support your residue management goals and help boost your yield potential. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and let us help you choose the right vertical tillage tool for your operation.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where the Indians lead 2-0, going to the bottom of the sixth inning. And Reese Evers still on the mound for the Indians. He's given up four hits. Two of them were last inning. He's walked four, struck out two, and stranded, looks like, six base runners. Indians have five hits, I believe, six hits on the game. And for the Trojans, it'll be 5, 6, and 7. Caleb Burke, he lifts that one very high infield. Alex Dews calls for it, moves a couple of steps to his left, and has it near second base. One up, one down. One pitch, one out. That's good. And that'll bring up Lucas Miller, the second baseman. And I believe he's a freshman. Yep. And Reese Evers throwing strikes again. There's a called strike. No balls and a strike to Lucas Miller. Jacob Flaler on deck. He lifts that one over the second baseman just out of his reach and into center field. So one out, single. We'll put him at first base. Jacob Flaler, the designated hitter, and Colton Quigney on deck. Tomorrow, Indians are hosting St. Mary's. Thursday, we'll finish the Versailles game and start another full game. Friday, we go up to Delphi St. John's, and Saturday, we host Tri-Village. So, big week scheduled here. Reese Evers, that was a real weak swing.
Yeah.
By the, I'm not sure what that was about. He looked like he was trying to hold up and just kind of went on through. If he had hit it, it wouldn't have gone 3 feet. No balls and a strike. Runner at first throws over. He's back under. But, man, that was close. Receivers with a nice game going on here today. Leading 2-0. Bottom of the sixth inning. There's right to the shortstop, right behind second. Steps on the bag, and that's one out. Throws over to first, and that's two outs. Double play gives it a 1-2-3 the hard way for the Indians. And we have played six innings. Indians still lead 2-0. Back after this.
Mercer County engineer Jim Wiekert has scheduled roadside herbicide application for the suppression of undesirable vegetation and environmental enhancement along all county roads in Mercer County and on township roads in Jefferson Township starting May 8th and extending through May 31st. The spraying will be performed by licensed personnel along all county roads in Mercer County using Environmental Protection Agency approved herbicides. Anyone who has sensitive areas adjacent to road right-of-way and does not wish for those areas to be treated must erect signs reading Do Not Spray. For further information, you can contact the Office of the Mercer County Engineer at 419-586-7759. Again, the Mercer County Engineer's Office will be conducting the spraying of weeds along all county roads starting on Wednesday, May 8th and continuing through the end of May.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Arcanum. And I'm not sure that we have the same pitcher out there, but it says 26 on his jersey, and I don't have a 26 on my program. So
well, that's he's been out there for the last couple of
minutes. Oh, has he? So that might be that probably is Quigney then, or not Quigney, Fearon. Yep, let me just take a look here. Yep, they have him listed here as 26. So that is Fearon still throwing. First one's a ball, swing and a miss by Reese Evers, and be a 1-1 count. Reese pitching pretty well today. He'll be followed by Alex Dews, and then the top of the order, Reese Wendell. Reese Evers trying to get on base to help himself out. Two balls, two strikes right now. Nobody out. First batter here. Top of the seventh inning. Reese looking to get on base and be a little bit of an insurance run for himself. That one's low. Three balls, two strikes. Full count. Oh, I thought that was low, and he called it a strike. I thought that was about 6 inches low, but So that's a strikeout for Fearon, and Alex Dews will come to the plate. One out, nobody on. Indians looking to add to a 2-0 lead here, top of the seventh inning. Be Alex Dews, and then Mason Diller will be coming in to bat for Reese Wendell, so he might have found himself a little injury on that slide at home plate. That one's also a ball. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Alex Dews, that's a called strike. 2-1. Fearon comes to the plate again. He puts a bat on it, but puts it right back to the pitcher. They're racing over there. the pitcher was kind of strolling over, and Alex Dews kicked it into high gear, and the pitcher had to kind of give it a toss that time. So two up, two down for the Indians. Mason Diller will come in to bat for Reese Wendell. That one's a little off. One ball, no strikes. Mason Diller, then Troy Homan. Indians wanting to get some runners on and maybe get a run, an extra run in. That popped up
to
left side. Third baseman gets under it, has it for out number three. So we go to the bottom of inning number seven. Indians hanging on to a 2-0 lead, and we'll be back right after this.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Indians lead 2-0, going to the bottom of the seventh. Do or die time for the Trojans, and it is 8-9-1 for them. First pitch a little high, one ball, no strikes. Colton Quigney, the shortstop, sophomore shortstop, and next pitch is fouled back over the screen. A ball and a strike. And Indians have Reese Evers back out on the mound, pitching very well today, doing a great job here. That one's, I thought that dropped right down in the zone, but it did not, according to the umpire. Two balls, no strikes. Reese Evers looks in, gets his sign. That one's a called strike.
That one made it.
2-2, that evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. Colton Quigney at the plate. That one's
popped out of play.
That fouled out of play over toward the concession stand. Count stays two balls, two strikes. Quigney back in. Receivers gets his sign, comes to the plate. That one's a little inside, full count. Dakota Kendig, senior, on deck. And that is a called strike. Batter was heading for first base. He thought that was a ball. And the umpire says, you're not going to first. You're going to the dugout, young man. So that's the third strikeout for Reese Evers. And number nine batter in the order, Kendig. And he hits a soft liner or bouncer over to shortstop. And that's quickly two outs.
One away. All right.
So Alex Dews with a nice throw over to Gavin at first. And that's going to bring the top of the order, Derek Longstreth, to the plate. Sophomore center fielder for the Trojans. It's a called strike. He's batting left-handed. No balls and a strike to Longstreth. Receivers trying to finish this game just a little off the plate. One ball, one strike. They're down to their last out. No base runners. Receivers just needs to get this last guy out. That's a little foul at the plate that caught, I believe that caught Riggs on the thigh. So umpire's going to walk the ball out to the pitcher and let Riggs. Don't rub it, Riggs. So it's a ball and two strikes. Longstreth at the plate, leadoff batter for the Arcanum Trojans, hoping he is the last batter that receivers will face and have a complete game shutout. Here comes the pitch, and he hits it. Third baseman Grizzy has it over to first in plenty of time. 1-2-3 inning, and Reese Evers with a four-hit shutout complete game. And we'll be back to wrap things up. Indians win 2-0 over the Arcanum Trojans. Back right after this.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Indians come away with a 2-0 victory. Seth Fearon pitched for the Trojans and did a really good job. Indians got six hits off of him. He struck out three, didn't walk anybody, had a couple of errors that hurt him, but he pitched a complete game, but no, his team did not score any runs for him. For the Indians, we had six hits, no walks, three strikeouts. They committed two errors. We had one hit by a pitch. And for the Arcanum Trojans, the Reese Evers for our Indians pitched a four-hitter, complete game shutout. He walked four, and he struck out three. So it was a really nice outing for Reese Evers. That was a really good game for him. He threw a lot of strikes, let his fielders make the plays, and we did. And it turned out really good for our Indians. So let's kind of run through the MAC standings. St. Henry and Coldwater are playing right now. I believe it's the sixth inning, maybe, and St. Henry is down a run to Coldwater. St. Henry has, for the time being right now, Versailles, Minster, and St. Henry have one. What do we got? Okay, Coldwater now is in after six complete. Coldwater is leading 3-1. So St. Henry right now, it looks like St. Henry might take their second loss, and that would leave Minster and Versailles at the top of the MAC with one loss each. And then it would be St. Henry with two losses, Coldwater with three, Fort Recovery with three, and then on down like that. So another thing we want to talk about here is the upcoming games. Tomorrow we are scheduled to host St. Mary's. The weather doesn't look great, but we'll see how that all comes out. We've had games that shouldn't have got rained out that did, like on Friday, and other games that didn't get rained out that we thought would. So we're hosting St. Mary's tomorrow. Thursday, we're hosting Versailles. That we're going to finish the game. It'll start in the top of the fifth inning. That'll start at 4:45, and we'll complete that game and then try to get in another full complete game. So they'll play as long as they can till darkness says it's over, or till we get seven innings in. So that's Thursday. Friday, we're playing at Delphi St. John's, also made up from early April. Those two are MAC games, and we need to get those in. Saturday, we're hosting Tri-Village, 11 a.m. And for our Indians tournament drawing, we will be playing a week from, a week from tomorrow. And that'll be Tuesday the 14th, and we will be hosting Waynesfield-Goshen. We're the 6th seed. Waynesfield-Goshen is the 11th seed. The winner will play at Crestview on Thursday. So that's going to be the start of our tournament, and we'll see how that all goes. So I guess we'll just wrap it up from here again. Reese Evers pitches a complete game shutout. Indians come away with a 2-0 victory over the Arcanum Trojans. For the Trojans, Seth Fearon threw a complete game 5 hitter, but his defense let him down, and we got a couple of runs off of that. So two complete games by a couple of pretty decent pitchers today. So I want to thank Jerry Byram for helping out again today, and, of course, you, all the other fans, for listening. And our sponsors, we can't do it without our sponsors. And, of course, Reese Guggenbiller that takes care of all the stuff and makes it seem like things are flawless. And if he wasn't here, they definitely would not be flawless. Thanks, Reese. You're awesome. So we'll be back tomorrow night with the St. Mary's game. Thanks for listening. See you then.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. This special sports coverage of Indians Baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.